One of the key security issues facing whoever becomes president in November is the relationship with Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has challenged the international legal order in recent years by sending troops into Crimea prior to its annexation by Russia and through Russia's military intervention in other parts of Ukraine. Republican candidate Donald Trump was asked about these issues yesterday in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
He's not going into Ukraine, okay? Just so you understand, he's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere
you want.
Well,
he's already there, isn't he?
Okay. Well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there. You have Obama there. And frankly, that whole part of the world is a mess under Obama.
Hillary Clinton's campaign says these comments and others seem to show that Trump has no idea what's going on in Ukraine. The Republican nominee has repeatedly said it would be good for the United States to have a strong relationship with Russia. And it turns out Trump's campaign chairman and chief strategist, Paul Manafort, has some interesting ties to the region. Andrew Kramer is Moscow correspondent for The New York Times. Andrew, you wrote this very interesting piece in your newspaper. How did you go about figuring out Paul Manafort's connection to Ukraine?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. We set about writing about the last campaign that Paul Manafort was involved in before he joined Trump's campaign in the United States. And it turns out that Manafort had been working in Ukraine for more than a decade as an advisor to a pro-Russian party called the Party of Regions. And he continued his work in Ukraine up until September 2015, just a few months before joining the Trump campaign.
So that's a long stretch of time. And I understand he was really the person representing and trying to boost the image of former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. What were his efforts and how successful were they?
Well, that's right. He tried to sand off some of the rough edges on Yanukovych, who's a very Soviet-style politician. And with Manafort's advice, he became smoother in his presentation at rallies in Ukraine. Manafort's role also involved strategy, and he was advising Yanukovych to exploit wedge issues in Ukraine.
And of course, Yanukovych was a pro-Russian president of Ukraine.
That's right. And in particular, the issue of the Russian language. He was encouraging Yanukovych to suggest that he would enshrine the Russian language as an official second language in Ukraine. This proved quite effective in winning votes in the south and east of Ukraine in particular. But it was very divisive and really exploited ethnic and linguistic differences inside this country, which is quite fragile.
And how successful was Manafort in the end?
He was very successful. His client, Yanukovych, won the presidential election in 2010. He went on to then imprison his primary opponent, Yulia Tymoshenko, about a year later. And in spite of this, which elicited quite a bit of criticism in the West, Manafort stayed on as an advisor to Yanukovych when Yanukovych was president in Ukraine.
So it's sort of we don't know what happened first, Donald Trump's pro-Russian views or Manafort possibly advising him. But it is interesting that they both share a kind of favorable view of Russia. What's the evidence that Manafort is advising Trump on this matter?
Well, there's some anecdotal evidence. For example, the plank in the Republican platform about Ukraine was changed to eliminate language which would have advocated for providing lethal weapons to Ukraine to defend against Russian-supported insurrection in eastern Ukraine.
I'm curious, are you aware of any Russian or Ukrainian groups tied to or lobbying the Clinton campaign?
I'm not aware of any specific groups now, but the Clintons have had long-standing ties to one Ukrainian oligarch, Mr. Pinchuk, and I believe that Bill Clinton has, at least on one occasion, traveled to Ukraine to meet with him.
Andrew Kramer is Moscow correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Sure, thank you.